Good morning. You are listening to KCAW in Sitka. It is Monday morning, August 13th, and I'm on the phone right now with Jessica Viveris for our live morning interview. Jessica's a meteorologist, and she's coming to town in a couple of days to do a training on weather spotting. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, Catherine.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How about you guys?
Great. And we're really excited to talk about your weather spotting training. Can you tell me what is a weather spotter?
Sure. So a weather spotter, it's usually a trained citizen or member of the public who reports any type of weather. It could be hazardous, could be just, hey, NWS, it's snowing here where I'm at, and, you know, any impacts that they're actually witnessing in their community.
Can you tell me a little bit more about the program that makes this weather spotter training possible?
Sure. Yeah. So it came out of our, it's a National Weather Service-wide program. It came out of a Weather Ready Nation initiative. So this actually came about in 2011 because it was record-breaking year as far as, you know, snowfall, temperatures, extreme events, drought, high heat, violent tornadoes that year as well. And this initiative is about helping our nation to become more resilient to increasing extreme weather, water, and climate events. And this is by integrating with and interacting with the community for impacts associated with these events.
Can you tell me a little bit more about what you expect or what you hope to get from volunteer weather spotters?
Sure, yeah. So there are 122 weather forecast offices in the United States. We're one of about three, actually, in the state of Alaska, and the Weather Forecast Office in Juneau actually has the third largest area of responsibility out of all the forecast offices. So it's really, it's almost impossible for us to really track everything going on in Southeast Alaska without help. One of my colleagues likes to joke that two of the biggest things that impact weather are oceans and mountains, and we have oceans in mountains in Southeast Alaska. So it makes it pretty difficult for us to really track everything. And we do have automated weather observation systems at a lot of the airports, as well as some other observation systems at other locations, but they really can't detect everything. They really can't tell us the exact weather that's going on in an area. And our observation network in Southeast Alaska is already pretty sparse. So we really rely a lot on the public's help for information regarding weather. The Sitka area, we're actually, I think we maybe have one or two, possibly three spotters. So we'd really, really like to get a lot more volunteers from the Sitka area.
And can you talk a little bit more about what a spotter does and what that responsibility looks like and how that relationship works?
Sure. Yeah. So the initial thing would be to attend the training class. So we'd train you how to take observations, how to let us know, you know, what kind of weather you're observing. And so this would actually be all on your time that you're comfortable with. So we're not requiring a lot of folks in the realm of we'd be calling you at 2 in the morning. We would never do that. We'd actually have you list your the times that you're available during the day. We'd ask for your contact information, but that's you know, it would only be office only. We would never distribute your contact information. And basically, we would just need those observations in times of impactful weather. And it involves direct communication with us during these high-impact events. You'd be helping keep your community safe by providing timely and accurate weather, weather reports of weather impacting the area. You'd be improving what the Weather Service calls impact-based decision support services. So this sort of is a branch for that Weather Ready Nation initiative in that we're trying to tailor our products to assist core partners in their decision-making whenever weather, water, or climate has a direct impact on the protection of lives and property. So you'd really be improving this if you were to volunteer to become a spotter. So you'd be helping your community get accurate forecasts. You'd be learning how to report official weather information. And again, that was something we would address in the training class, which is, you know, how to take a snowfall measurement or how to, you know, take temperature or, you know, marine forecasts. You know, what's the wind doing? What's the sea state doing? You know, things of that nature.
And any time spotters have been particularly invaluable that you've that you can remember?
Yeah, absolutely. So for Southeast Alaska in particular, we had a we had a number of winter storm events going on this past season. One that really sticks out in my mind is we had an incident of really bad freezing rain. Which is something that the automated weather observing stations don't can't report, or they can't really determine what it is. So folks were actually calling in saying, "Hey, you know, I've got a glaze, you know, over my car. I'm seeing increased car accidents, and I'm pretty sure it's because the road is slick, and you know, the rain is freezing to the road." So that was a pretty impactful thing for spotters to let us know about, and we actually, you know, would tailor our warnings or advisories with these reports that actually come in. So a lot of times, if a warning is out, we will update it with spotter reports. So we also use it for warning verification too. In that we had a really substantial winter storm that dropped probably around 12 to 15 inches of snow in the Juneau area, and we had a lot of spotter reports come in, and we actually used those for our warning verification. So they actually went into the documentation for our management to verify that warning.
You mentioned some of the things that people do during the weather spotter training, learning how to measure snowfall or rainfall. Can you tell me just a little bit more about the training and when it is, where it is, how long it is?
Sure, yeah. So the training will actually take place at the Sitka Fire Department Training Room on Wednesday, August 15th. We have it running from 5 to 6 p.m. in the evening, I and a colleague of mine will actually be the ones giving the class. We are there for them, so we are more than happy to stay past six if there are questions that folks have in particular. So it's pretty flexible, but we will be starting around five, and we were hoping, you know, that'd be a good time of folks just getting off work if they'd be willing just to come in. And they don't necessarily have to become a spotter if they're just interested in, you know, just talking to the National Weather Service or kind of learning a little more about what we're doing. It'd be a great opportunity for them to come in and interact with us. And so the class will consist of sort of, you know, who we are at the Weather Service, what exactly does the Juneau office do and serve, and so we kind of explain a little bit about, you know, we have one radar for all of Southeast Alaska, you know, how big our AOR is, so a little bit about our office. And then we also go into sort of the weather spotter safety aspects, so you know, your own personal safety is the highest priority. So, you know, don't put yourself in harm's way, which includes, you know, if the road is flooded, turn around, don't drown, down power lines. So even though you're trying to get the observation, we really stress, you know, please keep in mind your personal safety.
All right. Well, we're just about out of time. So is there anything else you'd like to add before we sign off?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, at Sitka, we'd really, really like to improve the amount of volunteers that we've got there. You know, it's the, I believe it's the third largest city in our area of responsibility, so this would be a really good thing for us to have more spotters in this network of ours. Again, there's really no requirements. The class is free, and, you know, even if you're on the fence about being a spotter, I'd still say recommend coming. Or if you just want to really get to talk to us, we'll be in town, and we're there for you.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Catherine.
I've been speaking with Jessica Viveris. She is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service, and she'll be here on August 15th at the Fire Hall, the Sitka Fire Department Training Room, to teach a class on weather spotting. Thanks again.